This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Coloradan has a confirmed case of avian flu contracted from dairy cows. CPR's John Daly has more.
About one quarter of dairy herds in Colorado have been quarantined over avian flu since this spring, and now the state has the fourth case of a dairy worker contracting the virus in the U.S. this year. Dr. Lee Newman, a pulmonologist at the Colorado School of Public Health, says most people are not at risk.
While it's still safe to drink pasteurized milk, to properly cook dairy, beef, poultry products, it's important to know that this is a time to be avoiding unpasteurized products.
State officials say they're monitoring cases and that detection is key to understanding how avian flu is jumping species. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The bridge connecting Gunnison and Montrose opened Wednesday after being shut down 2.5 months. The Blue Mesa Middle Bridge abruptly closed when inspectors found cracks in the steel. Stacia Sellers is with the State Department of Transportation.
I think the last time we saw a big closure like this was when Glenwood Canyon closed for the Grizzly Creek fire, but even that wasn't for 10 plus weeks.
The bridge is open 12 hours a day through the weekend and will have morning and evening openings starting July 8th. An animal protection group has turned in enough signatures to put a measure on this fall's ballot, barring the hunting or trapping of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx. Those signatures have to be verified before voters can have their say in November. Opponents of the measure argue that hunting those animals is necessary to manage a healthy population of both the big cats and their prey. Colorado's U.S. senators say any plan to protect the Dolores River should protect existing users. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have stayed neutral on a proposed national monument designation for the land in Mesa and Montrose counties. Grazing rights and water rights are among the uses the senators have outlined as needing protection. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.